This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shebens with his class. If you have any questions that you would like me to forward to your instructors, if you have questions, comments, concerns, want more information about something, you can send an email to instructor at usaprepares.com, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R at usaprepares.com. Rich, back to you.
I thank you, sir. All right, folks, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to try and shortcut my shortcuts here. Basically, there's a new report from the Washington Examiner. I'm trying to shorten everything here. The Biden administration has paid a for-profit company $177 million of your money to begin housing more than 1,000 migrant children in a vacant Hebrew school in North Carolina. Basically, this was supposed to have a public bidding process, which is required by law. So there's two things that pop out. Is this done to downplay the border crisis and hide children, or is this done for some type of pedophile organ harvesting, adrenochrome harvesting operation? I'm putting a question mark on it. I'm not saying what it is. I'm saying it's just very curious. Next article. Biden administration cares more about Arizona election law than the border being the most dangerous migrant land route on earth. Even the UN admitted to that. You got to remember Arizona and anywhere in along the southern border, and in fact anywhere in America. As far as Arizona is concerned, listen up, people, especially if you're in Arizona. If you do not elect Kelly Lake and Mark Fincham, Arizona will be unlivable. It'll be too corrupt to live. And I have a couple of articles on that later if I have time to get to it. The Florida Democrat Party's annual leadership conference, guess who is sponsored by? Big pharma giant Pfizer. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear the articles I mentioned about Pfizer today and over the past 2 years? If you were a small business and you did one trillionth of the corruption that they've done, you would have lost your business a long time ago. Here's an article here. It's on Zero Hedge this morning. It's, I think they misspelled national, but it's just, I believe it should say national amounts of precious metals derivatives at insured U.S. commercial banks and saving associations. What it shows is the precious metal derivatives and the shorts is basically the calling it a crime scene. You know, we all know derivatives have dozens of names. A lot of people are familiar with things like names like credit default swaps. And it basically bundles behind the scenes pretty much everything. You get them sold and you get them resold and you get them sold and you get them rebundled and resold. It's basically corruption made legal. And it could be bonds, it could be commodities, it could be equities, it could be real estate, it could be currencies. It's basically a side bet, an insurance protection. And it's in the quadrillions, if you can believe that. So take a look at that article. It basically shows how the paper gold price is just manipulated. And you've heard me talk about that and naked shorts. The whole system, people, is corrupt to the bone. Okay, next article. I got to move on. Joe Biden said he knew nothing about Hunter's business. But in this late 2018 exchange, see, everything's coming out, folks. Everything that gets on anything electronic is coming out. It looks as if Hunter Biden needed his dad's permission to wire money to Owasco LLC, which is Hunter's work. At the very least, it shows that the Biden family accountant handled both things. Look, there's so much coming out on Hunter's stuff. You know, his phone, you know, the 4chan hacking. Basically, Hunter Biden was searching for 12-year-old girls for sex. I think one of the things that Hunter Biden was calling his dad was pedo Pete. You can't make this stuff up. He's waving a gun around, you know, with basically weighing grams of crack. This is all on video while waving a gun around. First of all, he shouldn't even have a gun because he lied on his federal, which is a felony, form. And I remember watching a video of Joe Biden saying that if you have a, I can't remember what the unit of measure is, but he held up a quarter. He said, if you have this much crack, which is, you know, basically the circumference of a, or diameter of a quarter, you should be going to jail for 5 years. But see, nothing happens. That's called protectionist group status, people. It's just like Liz Cheney. Last week, she basically pulled her Liz Halliburton Cheney protectionist group status. And remember, I mentioned an article last week that she brought up her victim group status and said everything was men's fault. This is what we deal with. It's just corruption. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to whip through healthcare as quickly as possible. Then I'm going to go into general news. I have lots of stuff. It's a major wake-up call for Americans. Pfizer classified nearly every severe adverse reaction during COVID vaccine trials as not related to shots. They are caught covering everything up. What's the difference if Joe Blow, John Smith, or Peter Jones came to your house and killed your loved ones? Somehow. Whether it be with poisoning a box of chocolate or shooting you down. What's the difference, people? Look, people are waking up and they're getting past the denial stage into anger. We are being murdered. Depopulation is the code term for murder. Next, terrible fetal brain disease linked to COVID vaccines. I remember one of the articles I gave not that long ago where brain disease and brain damage is up 2,000% in the vaccinated. Next, Dr. Paul Alexander, COVID-19 vaccines may prolong the pandemic and threaten the survival of the human race. Absolutely. Next, vaccinated population accounts for 86% of COVID-19 deaths in Canada, but the government continues to push boosters. My Canadian brothers and sisters just north of me, you are being culled, just like here in America. But the vaccinated population accounts for 86% of COVID deaths. Can you do the math here, folks? It's from the vaccine. How come the number one cause in Alberta is labeled as unknown? That's how stupid Trudeau thinks you are. I remember, about a year or two ago, Trudeau literally said he hates Albertans. Well, you're being murdered. Next, FOIA emails reveal Canadian health officials had pre-knowledge of vaccine effects, and they mandated the vaccine anyway. What's another word for that, people? Premeditated murder? Next, twice as many vaccine deaths as COVID deaths in U.S. households. Think about this. Think about what I'm saying here. And I can go into many detail. I don't have time. Austrian doctors can be held liable for vaccine industry. Every doctor in the world, anybody who's been pushing this crap, should be held liable. And if the courts don't do anything, the citizenry needs to arrest these people. You need to have grand juries already selected and have a court on the street if you have to. Next, president of Brazil, this is Bolsonaro. This is a real man. This is a humanitarian. He regrets he's wrong. He says he regrets removing liability from pharmaceutical companies for vaccine side effects. And he's literally apologizing for all the deaths. That's what a true leader does, folks. That's called humility. That's an admission to being wrong. Next, only 1.3% of eligible kids so far under 5 has gotten COVID vaccines. That means the parents are waking up. They're resisting. They're reading. They're researching. They're using common sense and logic and seeing what's happening. Next, 80% of U.S. urine samples contain cancer causing glyphosate. I believe, Vince, you and Dr. Sheely discussed that just yesterday. Next, Wuhan lab, where coronavirus is believed to have originated, is eligible for taxpayer funding until 2024. So, let me translate that. You, America, are funding your own death. I can't make it any clearer. And Klaus Schwab has recently said that no one will be safe if everyone is vaccinated. No one will be safe. Oh, if not everybody is vaccinated. Pardon me. See how one word can change everything? Folks, he's threatening the people of the world. This is what they were hoping for. They were hoping for a 90% vaccination rate because of the fear porn that they delivered to you. Now the people of America and the world can see that the people who are getting COVID and getting immune destruction, their immune system destruction, are the ones who have taken the vaccine. People can see it. All right, folks, I'm going to mention a couple of outrageous articles, and then I'm going to go back to general news. Now chess, the game of chess, is called racist. Listen to this article, folks. It's hard to believe it's America. Lesbians fistfight trannies at Dyke March. Can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver Remover is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Stevens with us. News in a flash. Rich, back to you.
Hi, thank you, sir. Folks, I'm going to tell you some economic news here. I'm going to whip through this as fast as possible because the White House is telling you how great the economy is. And you tell me at the end of these probably 10 articles that that's the case. The U.S. continues to expose record levels of oil reserves despite record gas prices. Next, Atlanta Fed announces GDP for second quarter at minus 2.1. You got to remember something, folks. All these numbers are manipulated. This is why I haven't been talking a lot of economics lately, because it's all fake. It's all phony. Next, average car payment hits record $712 per month. Next, Senate Democrats are pushing a $500 billion climate Obama package on you to raise your taxes. Next, people are now resorting to micro loans to afford groceries and gas. Next, Biden's inflation effects. 72% of the restaurants, this is according to Steve Cortez, 72% of the restaurant owners fear they're going to go under. Next, auto loan crisis hits $1.8 trillion in 2022. Next, Senate Democrats agree on the largest tax hike in American history. The Democrats and the rhinos want you to starve and become insolvent before enough people wake up to their corruption and dishonesty and manipulation. Next, Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, with all the money he did to sway the elections, warns employees be prepared for layoffs. Wow. Next, livestock producers now just days away from running out of animal feed due to supply chain disruptions. Think about that, people. Next, China and billionaire Bill Gates just purchased huge parcels of farmland in North Dakota near a U.S. air base. What do you think's going to be happening there, people? Next, jobless claims surged to highest level in 6 months as employers cut jobs due to weakening economy. Absolutely, especially small and medium-sized businesses, which is part of the agenda. Next, home buyer cancellation rate hits 15%. Now, I'm going to move on to general news here because I have some important articles. But folks, if I was selling this great economy, would I be mentioning these published articles in the public domain? This is a disaster. It's not waiting to happen. It's happening. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. No one's doing their job. Our nation is not empowered. No group is empowered because the standards and qualifications are null and void. All right, I want to move on here. HH Secretary Xavier Becerra says there's a strong chance we'll see a resurgence of the virus this fall. Why do you think that is, people? Because of the election in November. They're going to do everything possible to bring back all these drop boxes, to bring back mail-in voting, to make the voting last months. This is how they do it, folks. Look, if we don't get rid of the machines, get rid of mail-in voting, get rid of drop boxes, and clean up voter rolls, it's all over for America. Do you understand? We've been infiltrated with traitors. Next, Julie Kelly and Lee Smith issue dire warning. The Democrats' party October surprise is the arrest of President Donald Trump. They need a civil war. They need a race war. They need a gender war. They need World War III. They don't care how much chaos and infighting. They want it. You understand? Because they can't legitimately win. They got to take down the whole system. Next, Biden sold nearly 1 million barrels of U.S. strategic oil reserve to the CCP. This company is linked to Hunter Biden. Next, Senator Ron Johnson said the FBI had Hunter Biden's computer since December of 2019, and they've done squat with it. The whole system is not legitimate.
Life
folks.
Can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden selling his abortion executive order claimed a 10-year-old girl became pregnant in Ohio and had to travel to Indiana. That probably never happened. That's according to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He added a raped 10-year-old would be able to abort under Ohio's abortion laws. How bad is inflation in America? We'll find out tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index for June to be released. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have barred biological male athletes who are transgender from competing in women's sports, calling it discriminatory against marginalized youth. NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines on Fox News overnight.
Being someone who witnessed that firsthand, being at that competition in March, I saw the amount of tears shed, the extreme discomfort in the locker rooms, you know, the talk of anger and frustration, and, you know, I'm speaking for a large majority here.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, comments on Newsmax, the made-for-TV show called January 6.
This is not serious at all. And I think when it comes to Steve Bannon, we're getting to a dangerous, very dangerous place in this country. We saw what happened to Peter Navarro getting locked up. Yeah. Bannon now, this is all political. So look, I think you've got clearly Pelosi and the Democrats, I know all those cast of characters, very dishonest people. Hopefully they'll be washed out with a wave in November. Couldn't happen to nicer people.
The James Webb Space Telescope is open for business today with some amazing images that are being released by NASA. Michio Kaku from the City University of New York on CNN explains what we're seeing in the very first image.
Well, you know, even children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, where is the farthest star? Well, you're looking at a photograph now of some of the farthest stars that we can see with a space telescope, 100 times more powerful than the aging Hubble Space Telescope. This is spectacular. It's a time machine. The Webb Space Telescope allows us to peer back through time right after the Big Bang itself. Some of the stars in this picture date back 13 billion years into the past, giving us a whole new way of looking at the universe.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, folks, so I'm going to rip it out as quickly as I can here. A lot of important articles. Information uncovered overnight shows Highland Park shooter Bobby Crimo is tied to socialists, progressive, and Antifa cult. Imagine my shock. Next, Uvalde mayor sounds alarm, admits there was a cover-up in the police response to shooting. Look, folks. Every time there's a shooting, it's either by some type of psychotropic antidepressive drug or some type of brain control for the sole purpose of getting rid of the Second Amendment, which is illegal. And you know that police, over 500 police officers in New York quit in the last 30 days. Can you blame them? And see, this is when they bring in more Gestapo and more SS, when the good people leave. This is how they do it. Next, several New York City election sites had no Republican ballots during last week's primary. None. Can you imagine the corruption? They're not even hiding it anymore. Next. Dirtbag Liz Cheney is funded by Obama and Hillary Clinton donors in the Wyoming primary. People, I've read that Liz Cheney's only is getting in the single digits only from Wyoming donors, of just single digits. That's it. Everything else is coming from the big money of Obama and Hillary. Think about that, people. You're being played, Wyoming. Next, IQ scores are falling and have been for decades, new study finds. Look, we talked about the government public schools. We've talked about the lack of nutrition. We've talked about the geoengineering. And I can't, I got to move on. I'd love to talk about it in more detail. I don't have the time. Democrats offer cash bounties to locate Supreme Court members. The Democrat Party is literally starting a vigilante program to locate Supreme Court members. Unbelievable. And nothing's being done. No arrest, no nothing. Next. By the way, did you hear Jill Biden is now calling Hispanic or Latinos breakfast tacos? They're comparing, she's comparing them to breakfast tacos. Congratulations, Latinos. Maybe the Democrat Party will start calling you breakfast tacos, or BT for short. Next, Hunter Biden phone hack proves Biden working for China. Oh, and by the way, Hunter Biden, there was some more facts released from his either computer or his phone. He called Jill Biden an entitled, and I can't say this on the air, but you'll know what it is, an entitled C-word. That's right. Next, New York City government issues PSA on how to prepare for nuclear attack. So is this basically fear porn, or is there going to be some type of nuclear dirty bomb going off in New York in order to create martial law and prevent a legitimate election from happening? And it's not going to be legitimate. Okay, I got to move on. AI-run factory to process 500 tons of meat per day. We've talked about all the meat being done in 3D by 3D printers, by bioreactors, by biolabs. We've talked about all this stuff. You better become more self-sufficient, people. And the DOJ is suing Arizona over citizenship voting law. You can't make this stuff up. People, Arizona election director was scrutinized for questioning election poll worker applicants for political ideology. Arizona is basically fraud. Even the Wisconsin Supreme Court drop boxes are now illegal. But Arizona Supreme Court threw out the Arizona GOP lawsuit to ban drop boxes and no excuse mail voting. Arizona, look, Arizona is going to be uninhabitable. The only good news out of Arizona is Maricopa County Republican Committee voted to unanimously reject fraudulent 2020 election results. That's the only good news. And even Armstrong is saying the Dominion voting system is linked to Soros. The whole system is corrupt, people. Okay, moving on. I'd love to spend more time on these articles. I don't have it. Okay. DOJ denies FOIA requests on Ray Epps and why he was removed from the FBI most wanted list. We've all seen the Ray Epps videos where he goes from party to party on January 6th and says, we need to storm the Capitol. We need to do this. We need to do that. He's an instigator. This was all a setup. That's why the DOJ is literally suing Arizona, because Arizona, by legal law, as per the Constitution, is not supposed to let people who aren't citizenships to vote. That's like you going to Russia or you going wherever, or so even a country in the Middle East, and voting. When you're there on vacation, you're not a citizen. This is a joke, people. Okay, moving on. People in Hong Kong under COVID in quarantine are now going to have to wear electronic bracelets to prevent them from leaving home. People, this is what they want here. They're doing all these beta tests around the world to see what's going to stick and how they're going to do it. It's exactly that, a beta test. Next, Lisa Murkowski voted against protecting Second Amendment after running ads claiming to secure it. Look, people, I'm sure most of you from this audience saw the Alaska rally with President Trump just a few days ago. You need to make sure Lisa Murkowski, who's a fraud, calling her a rhino, we got to stop using the term rhino. These are seditious traitors overthrowing the U.S. government for the purpose of consolidating power, money, and control, and feathering their own nest. They only represent the elite and not the people. Next, Biden sends U.S. oil reserves overseas as gas prices continue to rise. And this should be the biggest story in the nation, because as power and energy and food prices skyrocket, this is exactly what this is. You heard me use this analogy from the medieval times and how they surrounded a castle, and they basically surrounded them for like a month until they ran out of food and they all gave up. This is the modern day version of this, people. We're seeing it live. Next, Fairfax County schools, you're going to love this, are now prohibiting teachers from telling parents when the students want to change their gender. If you think schools are even close to being safe, and it's not even just public government schools, it's all the private schools that have taken public money. Your kids are not safe. This is why homeschooling is growing exponentially, record amounts in every state. Next, California Governor Gavin Newsom vacations in Montana. Have you heard this, folks? What happened is that he made certain states like Montana ban for travel because they were calling us in Montana and other states anti-transgender policies. So what does he do? He goes and vacations in Montana. And he has security paid for the useful idiots in California to protect him while he's vacationing in a state that you're not supposed to go to. Look, how many of these articles have we given about the hypocrisies and the double standards? From going to restaurants, to not wearing masks, to all this stuff. It's all BS. Because they're not afraid of any of this stuff. Because what they're trying to do is just use psychology and psyops and take your rights, your freedoms, your liberties away. All right, I got to move on. Kansas, for those of you who live in Kansas, you should be outraged. Your governor, it's on video. She was caught on video being excited about Biden's recession, and she was saying, bring it on. So for those of you in Kansas who can't afford your fuel, your food, your housing, can't afford a house, your rent is going up, congratulate your Kansas governor, folks. Next, is very, very disturbing. And Vince, we talked about this privately, I think yesterday. And I told you if I had time, I was going to bring this to light. And I'm going to pick your brain on this a little bit, or get your opinion before I go on to other articles. There was chatter on Chinese Twitter, on the Shinzo Abe murder, basically saying things like, words like completing the task, and that's in quotes. Now, we all know that the CCP wants to take over the world. We all know that China was treated horribly by Japan during World War II. And who knows if it's a little bit of both, if it's more, if it's a combination of everything. But it looks like, from what I'm reading, and it can't be proven, but just connecting a few dots, that China was behind the Abe murder. Vince, what is your feeling on this? Because could it be just a warning that because Abe was pro freedom and liberty, pro-capitalism, that they did this, and China wants to take over the world? What do you think about this, Vince?
Could be a lot of things. One is one that you've mentioned. It could be retaliation for what happened during World War II, the atrocities by the Japanese against the Chinese, the torture, the murder, the mayhem. It could be something that we've talked about for years here at USA Prepares, and that is that people would become vigilantes. They would reach the breaking point, and they would go after people who made their lives miserable. For example, it's not limited to the heads of state. It could be the police officer who caused a person to lose his job. It could be, you know, by getting a ticket, going to jail, unwarranted, going to jail, not showing up for work, losing their job. It could be someone who's involved in banking that caused the foreclosure and losing the family house or farm. It could be the mayor. It could be the governor. It could be anybody in political office. Vigilantes, we thought, would come out of the woodwork. Because of
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, to answer your question, we said here at USA Preparers that we believe that this would be the natural fallout. Not that we were not advocating this. We just said that it's just logical that this series of events would happen. So, reportedly, a 41-year-old man named Yamagami had a deep hatred for the Prime Minister's group. He didn't like that group because Abe's group... it was reported that Abe's group put the assassin's mother into financial ruin. So the assassin had a deep hatred for the former prime minister and shot the former prime minister. So this is evident. This kind of response is evident in what's happening with the Supreme Court justice, who has a bounty on his head, $50 for a sighting, and $200 if the Supreme Court justice is still there 30 minutes later. So what's happening is people are getting together to extract revenge on people that caused them harm. Now, I'm not advocating it. No one here at USA Preparers is. But we just said that this has happened in the past, and it's logical that it will continue into the future. And here we are. So did we have any thought that this would happen in Japan? Absolutely not. But it is. Did we think that there would be a bounty on the heads of government employees? Well, we thought it would happen, but we didn't know whom. We didn't know if it would be mayors or police chiefs or whom. We didn't know. Or governors. But it looks like they're all running kind of afraid, because this is happening, and it's not the first assassination. There have been multiple assassinations in the last 10 years of heads of state. I'm not making this up. Do the research yourself. It's true. Rich, back to you.
No, the people are definitely getting tired of all this corruption, and they see that they're being murdered many ways, not just with fake medicine or vaccines, but also with the elimination of power, food, and everything else. I'm gonna. I deleted most of my articles here. I'm just gonna mention a few more, and because of, we're down to seconds. UFC superstar asks one question everyone wants to know about, and of course this is about the Maxwell and Epstein pedo sex ring, and where are the black books? That just shows how corrupt the system is, that even the American so-called leaders, and they're not leaders, stop even using that term, don't even want to protect children anymore. And the Pride marchers in Seattle are exposing genitals to young children, and police are standing there doing nothing. So you are being groomed to have pedophilia not just normalized, but legalized. You're being desensitized. So this way, when this black book, ever, if it ever comes out, it's going to be already normalized, it's going to be legalized, and nothing's going to happen to these people. That's how they work it. Oil billionaire blasts Biden's gas price game, says there's only one thing that's going to fix this inflation, and that's drilling for crude, of course. And the Saudis are even unwilling to upset Putin, as Biden is begging for more crude. That's how corrupt this is. Bezos' $500 million super yacht trapped at Dutch shipyard. I wonder, are the people, we're not advocating for this, like Vince just said, but are the people starting to confiscate the guilty's yachts and jets? This is interesting. Next, CNN suffers biggest ratings dip in 7 years. Viewers plummet 13% just in June. Largest free fall since 2015. Look, no one is listening to the mainstream media anymore. The only reason they're getting some ratings is, like, for example, CNN is in airports, and they're counting that as viewership. No one believes any of the corruption. They all know that they're bought and paid for by the elite. The elite owns all the institutions. They've been filled. Everything, every organization has been infiltrated, especially the mainstream media. We've talked about this. There's only like five corporations that control everything from newspapers to magazines to television to production companies. The whole works. It's all fake. There is like zero credibility, and I hate to say this, with the United States of America right now. Zero. No one believes a word. Vince, we have a few seconds left. I'm going to give you the last word.
Rich, you said something really important. 15% of home buyers are canceling the purchase. Class, that's one out of seven. One out of seven homes. The contract is being canceled. Why? A couple reasons. One, mortgage rates have doubled in the last year. Second reason, people can't get the things they need for that house that they want to buy, like appliances, like lumber. Big tech is laying off. I'm talking about Zuckerberg and Musk. It's been reported that they're laying off. Joe Biden has been in government for 48 years.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.